This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, January 15th. Cattle market showing some interesting price action with the feeders slipping a little bit more. We're certainly on a downward trajectory on the feeder cattle market, whereas the live cattle are holding together pretty well. Cash trade looks like it settled in right around the 124 area on the Fed trade, which is up a couple from the previous week. Dress trade around 197, that'd be up about 3 from the previous week. So we're certainly seeing the cash trade hold together very well. Packers had been pulling cattle forward for a few months, just on a continuously strong cash trade. And then the weather turned poor for them. So they have very muddy feedlots, a lot of cold temperatures, snow. That's creating some pretty stressful conditions and muddy conditions in the feedlots. That's slowing down weight gains, and it's slowing down transportation and out movement of the feedlots. So packers have continually found themselves struggling to get enough numbers around them, which is ironic considering when you have record numbers on feed. It's kind of a paradox, if you will. But we're backing up some cattle in the feedlots. We're probably going to bunch them up and bottleneck them here over the next 3-4 weeks, I suppose, when those would come out, presuming the weather moderates a bit. But we're continuing to see some stressful conditions across much of the feeding area, Central Plains into the Western Midwest. In the meantime, domestic demand seems to be holding together pretty well, and that's stoking this kind of fire underneath the cattle market, where cash prices, which normally would be backing off a bit by now coming out of the holidays, but they really haven't. They've stayed well supported. So of course your live cattle market is going to stay well supported as well, particularly the front months. In the feeder cattle market, you got a situation where the feedlots, they've not emptied out those pens, they've not had much out movement, so there's nowhere to put these calves, and backgrounders are starting to offer them in the cash auctions, and yet the buyers, while they're there, they're just not the kind of demand to fill pens that you normally would see. So, you know, the feeder cattle market is kind of struggling here to get much traction, and, you know, there's no place to put them. And everything's just kind of slowing down and getting backed up in the feeding area. Meantime, you've got calves coming into the auction yards. So the feeder cattle market struggling to see the kind of strength that we're seeing in the live cattle trade. And much of this is based on weather. Of course, consumer demand has been quite good in the United States domestically. Export sales have been lacking. For the last few months, in fact, it's been pretty disappointing export sales. Of course, the last few weeks, we really don't know. We haven't had the data. We're missing a fair amount of data across the beef space. And that's, I think, the same thing with the grains, that traders are just reluctant to really step out, you know, stick their neck out, you know, establish notable positions in this market when you don't have enough information. We can get, you know, bits and pieces of it. You can see, you know, some of the states' slaughter rates. You can see some of the weights. You can see what the cash trade is doing. So at least you have kind of that going for you. But when it comes to the broader market, the broader data, the overall data, that has been very difficult to accumulate. And so a lot of traders kind of, again, they're just reluctant to really participate in the market when you clearly are missing out on quite a bit of data. Same thing with the grain space. But we do know what the box beef has done, a bit lower again yesterday. The choice down 44 cents at 212, select down 81 cents at 205, spreads at 656, movement 138 loads. So I think that the packers are finding themselves in a bit of a squeeze. They have to pay more for cattle. In fact, they've been inching that upwards for several weeks. The box beef has been slipping a little bit, so the profits are dropping quickly for the packers, and that's creating some pushback a little bit, but still, nevertheless, obviously they've had to pay up for cattle. Until the weather breaks and we get some these cattle back to gaining weights, it's going to be difficult for the packers to catch up. So that'll continue to support the front month live cattle, but the back months, I think, you know, you still got those record numbers of feed, now you're bunching them up. Stock market seems to be holding together okay, but we're clearly running into resistance at those old double bottoms. And my point there is that if the stock market takes another dip down, then I think the cattle market's going to struggle to keep its upward trajectory. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.